are you going, young fellow, my lad, on this glittering morn of May? I'm going to join the colors, Dad, they're looking for men, they say. But you're only a boy, young fellow, my lad, you aren't obliged to go. Well, I'm 17 and a quarter, Dad, and ever so strong, you know. So you're off to France, young fellow, my lad, and you're looking so fit and bright. I'm terribly sorry to leave you, Dad, but I feel that I'm doing right. God bless you and keep you, young fellow, my lad, you're all of my life, you know. Don't worry, I'll soon be back, dear Dad, and I'm awfully proud to go. Why don't you write, young fellow, my lad, I watch for the post each day, and I miss you so, and I'm awfully sad, and it's months since you went away. And I've had the fire in the parlor lit, and I'm keeping it burning bright, till my boy comes home. Here I sit into the quiet night. What is the matter, young fellow, my lad? No letter again today. Why did the postman look so sad? As he turned away. Well, I hear them tell that we've gained new ground, but a terrible price we've paid. God grant my boy that you're safe and sound, but oh, I'm afraid, afraid. They've told me the truth, young fellow, my lad, you'll never come back again. Oh God, the dreams and the dreams I've had, and the hopes I've nursed in vain. For you passed in the night, young fellow, my lad, and you proved in a cruel test of the screaming shell and the battle hell that my boy was one of the best. So you'll live, young fellow, my lad, in the gleam of the evening star, in the wood note wild and the laugh of the child, in all sweet things that are. And you'll never die, my wonderful boy, while life is noble and true. For all our beauty and hope and joy, we will owe to our lads like you.